Island.
AB4CBA. I missed the call there. I have my music playing.
AB4DTY.
How you doing there, David?
Still right.
That would be a negative. This is David. David talking to David.
Sorry, David. It actually, my name is Daniel.
You know, I can't even read my own writing. I have a sheet here in my car that I'm trying to write down some of the newer people I talk to, because I have a hard enough time. I can't even remember Steve's call. I've known Steve for, of course, he hadn't had his ham license that long, but I've known Steve forever, and I couldn't remember his call when we were signing off a little bit ago.
I'm actually driving, and I have a scrap piece of paper that I've been writing people's on as well. Actually, what was your call sign?
Well, mine's always been the same, Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. That was my novice call when I got my novice back in 82, and I just kept it. If I ever get my extra, I understand I'll have to change it, but, if that day comes, then we'll take care of it.
You have to change your call sign?
Well, that's what I've been told, I believe. I may be wrong, but wouldn't be the first time, especially ham radio, but yeah, I think you do.
W2T, and no, you don't.
There you go. Well, there's an authority right there. Rusty's icon, ham radio, and so he's probably not quite as old as me, but he knows a lot more.
David, I believe I'm older than you, and I don't know a lot more, but I haven't having been an examiner for years. No, you don't have to change your call sign because you upgrade. That's not since the only novice call. And it doesn't make any difference. That's just up to you. The other station, go ahead. Hazy area over here, so I'm losing signal. I'm not sure if y'all can still hear me or not, but okay, cool. I heard you say that you did not have to change your call sign. I guess the only perk would be having a shorter call sign with the upgrade.
I got that, I guess. I thought when I took the extra class, I thought they brought that up, but because I was kind of bummed in a way, because I was thinking about keeping mine. But since I haven't taken the test yet, well, and the fact that you don't have to change it, so there's not an issue there of but anyway, I don't know where I got that notion.
Hey.
Just got my hair cut. And I'm headed back to the house. We've been up and down the road at Maggie Valley. My brother-in-law's been sick, and he passed away Monday a week ago. 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry, and we had the funeral not this Saturday, but last Saturday, and I'm just helping my sister get things cleaned up in her house. He liked to hang on to a lot of stuff, and my wife's helping her with all the leaves. legal stuff, you know. So she's real good at that. So anyway, that's what I've been doing, and I'm actually gonna get to play some tennis tonight if it doesn't rain. I guess it's not gonna rain.
About your brother-in-law. It's always sad to have a loved one pass away. So I know what that's like. But, yeah, it's not supposed to rain at all this week from what I saw earlier, or at least I don't think it's supposed to be.
Good. So what are you up to?
Hopped in the truck to try to run some errands, and I had a dentist appointment this morning, and taking care of that, and just trying to get all my stuff done.
Well, I was hoping I would be working on my motorcycle. I've got just a couple of tiny but very important parts that operate the clutch, and it's a 23-year-old bike, but it's in really good shape. It looks brand new. I mean, it's, the guy that had it just kept it pristine condition, and mechanically and you know, on the outside too. And but the slave cylinder went out, and it's hydraulic, and it bent one of the rods, a rod in a rod. I don't know whose idea that was, but anyway, bent the small one, of course, and guess what? Honda doesn't carry it anymore, so I'm having to, I found a place that had them, and I ordered them, and now they're telling me they're on back order, or one of them's on back order. So one of them's not going to do me any good. I got to have both of them.
You said a Honda bike. What kind of Honda bike? I always wanted to get one, and never did.
Oh, if you ain't doing nothing, we'll just go buy one today. I have this is my fifth bike, I guess, that I've owned, and it's my dream bike. It's a Honda Valkyrie. It's horizontally opposed six-cylinder, about 135 horsepower. I mean, this thing will absolutely just get up and go. And it's like the Goldwing, except it doesn't have all the fairing on it. I don't like all that stuff on there. It looks more like a cruiser. It does have the hard bags on the back that, you know, match the color of the bike, but other than that, it's it looks, you know, more like a cruiser bike than the Goldwing. So, but it's the exact same engine they put in the Goldwing, and it's really nice. It runs great. I mean, it just it's got six carbs, so you know, it kind of makes you shudder, especially since I'm a mechanic, but they're all working just great, and of course I burn pure gas in it, so I don't have to worry about it getting clogged up, and you know, it's worth paying the difference, because I mean, I sure don't want to have to pull those six carbs off, unless I just absolutely have to.
Not in my cars, but for all my lawn and mower and everything else, I run pure gas, my chainsaws. I do some woodworking on the side, so all my chainsaws, I use pure gas. Yeah, totally agree. It's worth the extra charge cost to just to do it right and take care of it.
Of course, ZBA. Well, yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, why take the chance? And, you know, if I rode it every day, well, I probably would still put pure gas in it. But, you know, if you use something like a mower or whatever every day or almost every day, then you don't have to worry too much about it. But, you know, that bike sits for, you know, sometimes several weeks before I get on it. And, of course, right now I'd love to be on it. But they're saying, at first they said September 26th. Now they're saying October 26th for the part. So I don't know. I think I'm gonna look somewhere else for it and see if I can stumble across it.
I used to have a bike and he got rid of it because he would fall asleep while riding it. He actually drove into a little pond on the side of the road one time because he was driving at like 3 o'clock in the morning and fell asleep, and so he got rid of it after that. But he gave me his helmet when I was a kid, and I wore that thing all the time until it finally, I guess, started giving me a headache, and they realized the helmet was just too big for my head, and it was hurting me.
That's funny. Well, they're a lot of fun. I really enjoy them. They are, you know, dangerous, and, you know, I ride sensibly. I'm not one of these people that likes to, you know, get in a lot of traffic and go zigzagging around, you know, cars. That's a good way to get killed. But I'd rather just be out on like Highway 11 or somewhere like that, out on the open road, not many cars, and or up on the parkway. I tell you, I used to ride the parkway when my folks had a mountain house up there in Maggie Valley, and I'd take my bike up there, and about, I don't know, 7 miles, you could be on the parkway, and it was just a great ride during the week. There's hardly anybody on it, and you just out there by yourself, and there's just nothing like it.
KI4DTY. Yeah, I was actually going to say Maggie Valley seems like that would be a fun place to ride it. I had grew up in Hendersonville, and remember my dad and mom taking me up to I think it was called Ghost Town up in Maggie Valley.
My folks' house was like right before you get to Ghost Town. It was on the side of the mountain that faced west, and so you had a beautiful view of the sunset. It's probably halfway or better up the mountain, and it was one of the more modest homes, but there's some real elaborate homes up there now, but still had a great view, and you could see one of the rides from their house on, they lived, it was right next door to Ghost Town, and you could see one of the rides when they were running it. And I don't know where Ghost Town is right now. It's gone through several hands, and I think somebody's trying to reopen it, but who knows? It's gone through those stages several times, and it never came to fruition.
I think we went twice when I was growing up, and really hadn't thought about it up until recently, I guess. But yeah, I was actually going to ask you if you knew if it had reopened or not.
it is. I may be wrong about that too. Where my sister lives in Maggie, you don't have to pass Ghost Town, so we didn't go up that far, up 19, so I don't know. But I don't think it is open, and but I think they're working on it. But heck, my favorite part of it when I was a kid was just I like the chairlift ride up there, and I like the shootout, and you know, you can have the rest of it. So, and for a while they reopened it, and they didn't have a chairlift or the cable car going, so they took you up in a van on a service road, and we could see the van weaving in and out, you know. There on the service road, because it was on that side of the mountain where my parents' house was. Now, that house we've sold, my sister sold, because she got it when my parents passed away, and I got the house here in Taylor, so anyway. So, but she sold it and bought another house. Her husband didn't like that one because he wanted to build onto it, and there really wasn't any way to do that. So, but anyway, well, I'm sitting in the garage here. I'm gonna have to bail out on you, Daniel. But I hope you have a great rest of the day. It looks like a beautiful day, and hope to talk to you later. So take care. Let's see, KI4DTY, KB4CBA, clear after your phone.
I'm actually here at my next stop anyway, so it was great talking to you, and good luck with your bike. I hope those parts come in soon, or you can find something that will work in the meantime. I know that we are having some beautiful weather, and it'd be nice to be riding that through the mountains. But you have a great day, and this is KI4DTY, and I am 73 on the side. Have a great day, David.